Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition, one interview at a time, and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly Reefer Radio Rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, entering its 27th year, founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is medical cannabis patient John Inman, who will be with me in about 1 minute. A row of teenagers sits on the ground outside, their hands cuffed behind their backs. Feet away from them are dozens of helmeted police in full combat gear, as well as a tank and armored vehicles. I'm talking about a drug war propaganda video showing a recent home invasion by a Florida Narcotics Division SWAT team. The sheriff of Clay County, Florida, then comes into view and issues a boastful warning to criminals that they will be the next victims of a police raid as he raises his coffee mug to his lips, takes a long sip, and triumphantly proclaims, "Ah, 15 going to jail. 3 big gulps." And that is exactly what Clay County medical marijuana patient John Inman and his daughter recently experienced when several armored vehicles full of geared up SWAT team members descended upon their property to execute a search warrant. The warrant was allegedly initiated by an anonymous tip on a community drug line. Inman and his daughter both have a doctor's recommendation to use cannabis in Florida State. 5 years earlier, John had been driving and his vision blacked out. He went to the ER, and it turned out he had a pseudotumor cerebri, also known as an idiopathic intracranial hypertension, a problem caused by elevated cerebrospinal fluid pressure on the brain, as well as a papilledema causing optic nerve damage. He had a spinal tap and a fluid drain to relieve the pressure that was causing him migraine headaches, hearing, and vision problems for some time. Predictably, his doctors prescribed him 18 pharmaceutical medications per day, including the powerful pain narcotic Norco. These medicines made John sick and impaired him. But John Inman found relief in cannabis. He was able to quit all but one of that smorgasbord of toxic, cost-prohibitive, and addictive pharma drugs by using non-toxic, non-addictive, affordable cannabis. That is, until the military-clad SWAT team invaded his property and burst into his home. The cops not only seized John and his daughter's cannabis and various pieces of paraphernalia, they also took their state-issued medical marijuana cards away. The police appeared not to even know about the state registry, and when John showed them that his name was on the registry, they replied that his doctor was suspect. They simply seemed to not care. In essence, John and his daughter were treated as if they were dangerous criminals, terrorists even, when all they were doing was using cannabis to relieve the symptoms of their medical conditions. When the cops saw that they had cameras installed in their house, they ripped the cameras off the wall, but the video remained intact. This scenario plays out in communities all over Florida, and sadly, in many communities in America. John Inman is with me today to tell the rest of his story. Welcome, John, to Cannabis Radio. John, you've been through so much. I can't even imagine. I hope I got everything right in my intro. Let's start off with how are you doing right now?
Right now I'm doing fairly good, trying to piece everything together. And yeah, you did a very good job on the introduction. As confusing as it can be, you pieced it together very well. Yeah.
Can you describe what it was like for you to be raided by a SWAT team?
Oh my God, it was horrible. I couldn't believe, you know, I live a very simple life. I struggle every day, just to even get out of bed, you know, just to function. I don't have strength. I don't have energy. You know, I can't even work. And to see these guys come in ghillie suits, coming out of woods, and SWAT team showing up and have them using me as a shield, step by step approaching my door, you know, it was ridiculous. To come and approach two females, you know, and this was for marijuana. You know, we weren't doing nothing. It was just, gosh, it's striking. You know, my daughter has been, her issue is PTSD, and I mean, it's just been phenomenal for her and me. Gosh, I haven't dreamt in over 20 years, and I can't sleep, you know, thinking that they're just going to come out of the woods again. I mean, what am I doing, you know? And it's just, it's saddening to think that, you know, I'm just trying to be healthy and trying to live a life that, you know, the doctors have made me ill. They've made me more sick than I was, and I found a way to be more healthy and more better. And it's just, you know, why can't I be that way? And to have people coming out of the woods coming at me just to be healthy, it's scary. It's very scary.
It's crazy. And you got to wonder how much money that cost, how many taxpayer dollars were spent descending upon your home like you were a dangerous madman with a, you know, with, I read that you say you were forced to go to the black market to access medical grade cannabis. Why is that?
You know, for a while we were going to dispensary here in the area that we live in. There's two dispensaries that are available to us. One of them, the only thing that they have available is droppers, that they have, you know, little droppers, and they're not even doing anything for anybody.
With tincture in it?
And, yeah, pretty much tinctures and stuff. The other one that we go to, you know, they're pretty popular, and they have a variety of things that we can use. And one of them is more or less a concentrate and a vape that I can get from them. The vape carts that we were getting, either they weren't working, you know, they were blown out, the atomizers in them were blown out in them. I'd have to drive all the way back to replace them. Ended up buying a battery tester just to make sure that they'd work, you know, to save ourselves the drive. The cost of them being $40 a piece was expensive. You know, I can't work due to my illness. I've been on this wait for disability for almost 2 years. You know, I'm waiting to go in front of a trial hearing to get my disability. You know, I have my neighbor, Ethan, who actually helps pay my bills. My daughter works part-time paying bills. My ex-fiance lives with me. She helps pay bills. You know, so it's a big struggle for me to get things to go. So paying, you know, the $60 to go to the dispensary to get some medicine that's making us puke, making us sick. And honestly, when I can buy it in bulk and get it cheaper, it was easier to do it that way. And that's what I did.
I've read that you have barely been able to eat without cannabis, that you lost weight. Can you use cannabis now? And how does it help your condition?
The cannabis actually is great for the pain, because I have a wide variety of chronic pain, and nausea, and it helps tremendously. And no, I haven't been able to have access to it, you know, the way that I have. Again, you know, the dispensaries, the price that they have it. I was selling, you know, glass bongs, that helped, you know, that was my income along with what my friends did.
And they took all that, right?
They took it all. And, you know, we're talking clean glass, nothing wrong with it. And they took it. You know, I don't understand why they do that. You know, I had money that I had sold a boat. I had a boat that I just had. My mom had just passed away. I sold the boat. I ended up having to go out to Colorado where my mom lives, and she passed away. I ended up going out there, staying out there. The money was here. My family paid for my trip to go out there. I came back here, you know, had the money in the safe and stuff, had that to pay the bills, hadn't gotten around to doing that yet.
Did they take your money?
Took that money. Yes, sir. They took my money.
Oh, man.
You know, and, you know, people try to say I'm selling drugs, I'm a drug dealer. Well, man, if I was a drug dealer, I wish I had all that money and I wouldn't be in half the situation that I was in, you know, but it's just bad that they took all this money and they've left me in a very bad situation, you know, and the cop kind of laughed at me, told me, he says, you know, I'm not seizing your money, we're just holding it. And I'm like, really? This is horrible. You know, they just, everything that they, the process that they did, you know, talking to them, they knew that that I wasn't selling. They knew that everything that I had was in personal consumption, but they just didn't know what to do. And they were trying to do something and catch me on something, and they were just so confused.
Your case has been in the local media. How have the people in your community reacted to your bust?
I've got a lot of support. I got a lot of people standing behind me. You know, my friends are standing behind me. They all know me. And they know that, you know, this is just a matter of my illness and just wrongful accusation. You know, I do know the people who have called the hotline and reported, and it was a matter of me not giving them my medical marijuana. You know, I'm not that kind of person. This medicine is for me. This medicine is for my daughter. And, you know, there's people out there who want access to what I'm getting at 83% THC versus what, you know, they're getting on the streets at 20% THC. You know, some of that stuff was too strong for me. I didn't need that all the time. I need low dose, so I'd get low doses on the street. But this is, you know, a repercussion of people not getting access to good stuff. You know, this needs to be across the board legal stuff. You know, my good buddies there at Cannabis Sunshine and Florida Regulate and things like that, they're there to help us to fight this and make sure that, you know, we make this happen for everybody.
My guest is John Inman. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause because there's flaws and laws like we always do here on Hemp Present. And we'll be right back with John Inman. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hemp Present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
at Alternative Vibes. Our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with medical marijuana patient and victim of the drug war insanity, John Inman. So, John, you talked a little bit about the cops when they invaded your home. What do you think they were looking for, and how did they treat you? Were they nice to you, or were they laughing at you? How was their demeanor?
Their demeanor was up and down, actually. They were very confused. I don't think they really knew what they were looking for. You know, like they said, there's been several tips that they worked off of. And you know, the several tips are really based off of one girl calling several times. And you know, they get here, they didn't know what they were looking for. They came in the house.
Did they bust your door down, or did they bust down your door, or did they knock on it?
They used the key off my keychain. Like I said, they caught me down the road.
Down
the road. I was taking my dog to the vet, and they put me in the passenger seat of the car, and they used my car keys, and they drove back to the house, and they used me as the shield. They brought me back up. Once they got up to the front of the door, they asked me, they said, "I'm assuming that this is the key to your house." And I said, "Yes." Once they put that key and it fit into the keyhole, they pulled me away from the door real hard and got me away from the door. Assault guns, everything. They went in screaming, yelling. You know, my daughter's right there in the room sleeping. My fiance was in the room sleeping. And they came in, and they just came in walking around, you know, just kind of disturbing everybody. We're just waking them up, getting them out of the house. Once they got them out of the house, you know, they came in and they just walked through the house looking at everything, you know, because I played back the cameras, and they looked back, and they were worried about the cameras. They kept asking me, "How many cameras do I have?" And I told them, I said, "You know, I have 4 is what you see, right?" And he got a little upset with me, and he says, "Look, man, you've been nice and cooperative with us. You know, if you're not going to be cooperative with us anymore," he says, I can go in there and I can be extremely destructive on your home." I said, "You know, I'm not being disruptive with you." I said, "But you see 4 cameras, so that's what there is." And sure enough, they came in, they started pulling cameras down off the walls, and disabling the camera system. And, you know, the reason of that, they had one officer who didn't pass her physical PT. So she really wasn't allowed to be here on property. She's been part of the investigation following and stuff. She wasn't allowed to be on property, so they wanted to make sure they disabled cameras before she got on property. You know, Clay County's just doing a lot of stuff that they shouldn't be doing. You know, she filled out the whole inventory report, had somebody else sign it, which we all know if you're going to fill out a report, you sign it. You take the initiative of doing it. So, you know, she didn't even do that. You know, they were really, it seemed like they were going after my daughter more than anything. They wanted to find stuff in my daughter's room. They kept kind of going after my daughter. but all she had was a grinder and a bowl in her room.
And that's just point out your daughter. Your daughter's an adult.
Yeah, she's 20 years old. And you know, they tried to charge. You know, they charged her with possession and paraphernalia.
What's the status of your case today, John?
Right now, I mean, we still stand at the same. You know, it's possession with intent to sell and paraphernalia is my charges. I'll go back to court on the 28th of this month, March, and we'll see. We'll see what happens from there.
How has this bust impacted you and your daughter's lives? I mean, obviously, it was traumatic for you and everybody there. How is this? This must be just tremendously hard and cause diminished stress on your conditions.
A tremendous amount of stress on me. My medical has completely gone backwards. You know, it's bad enough that it's a rare illness that the doctors don't know nothing about, but the amount of flare-ups that I've had, you know, I was doing pretty good getting up and around. Now I've pretty much been in bed. Again, I'm not getting the medical marijuana side treatment of it that I have had in the past. I'm not getting that. Mostly just I can't afford to go get it, you know. It's kind of funny how Trulieve just came out with flower, which is what I was basically arrested for having, was flower. And now they have their version of flower. So, you know, it's kind of funny how I get arrested for it, but they're allowed to have it. It's just weird how the laws are so loose.
And you're in the cannabis registry, right? You're in the state registry as a medical marijuana patient? And how did the police respond when you told them about that? How did they respond?
The detective had no idea really how to respond. He looked at my card. He said, "What is this?" I said, I'm a registry with the state of Florida. You know, I'm allowed to have cannabis. You know, there's an amendment A8 that says that I'm allowed to have any part of the plant to medicate myself. And you know, this is what I'm doing. And I tried to show him online that I'm a registered patient, what my dose is, how much I'm allowed to have. Every month I have to call the doctor, and you know, I showed him my process of what I go through every month to do it. And he basically told me that it all sounded fake, that, you know, the doctor's office that I go to, because of the title of the doctor's office that I go to, you know, 420 Doctors of Jacksonville was the name of it. And he says, "Well, doesn't that sound a little peculiar to you?" I'm like, "No, it doesn't." I mean,
now,
think about what we're talking about here.
Speaking of doctors, you say your primary care doctor has pretty much disappeared, abandoned you since this?
Yeah. You know, before all of this went down, I was in the ER because of my condition was falling downhill. And then with all of this, I ended up back in the ER. And they told me to do follow-up with my primary care doctor. So I go to do follow-up. They don't know where he's at. He's just disappeared. Everybody in the office says, "We have no idea. He was here one day and gone the next." So they set me up with another doctor, and I talked to him, and he basically told me that he doesn't want to carry on any care with me because he doesn't know enough about my care and doesn't feel comfortable with it, and wants me to go somewhere else.
We can imagine.
So now
we can imagine what he's really not comfortable about.
Exactly. And after 5 years, almost 6 years of care with one doctor, poof, he's gone. And now I have to go find somebody else. And let me tell you, this is not an easy illness to see doctors with, because they just look at you like, huh? Because they don't know anything. It's so rare. It is so rare. And especially in males.
My heart goes out to you, John. I can't imagine what this is all like. If you could speak directly with the people, with the lawmakers, the people creating these cannabis laws, these pot laws, what would you want to say to them?
Man, you guys need to understand, this is not a Schedule I drug. This is not something that is out there. It's not a gateway drug. This is a drug that is healing people. This is a drug that God made for us to heal. and lawmakers, you know for sure that it's a healer. You know what good it's doing. It's not out there killing people. It's not out there hurting people. And everybody needs the equality of the same, man. We don't need one person to have better, stronger dosing than the other. We need everybody to be able to walk into a place and grab, just like it is an aspirin or something. You know, if they have a headache, they should be able to walk in a store and grab it on a shelf and say, hey, I need this, and walk out. You know what? We have hundreds of different strains of medical marijuana out there, and they all have a different reaction for a different thing. And let me tell you what, we have hundreds of different thousands of illnesses out there that all have different things. God, can't we see that there's a medicines that are natural, organic, and healthy that will help and heal people without making them sick, without making them have to go through an illness to get better first? And we can just change laws and pretty much just say, hey guys, look, we have this healing plant, this healing herb, this natural organic drug that will not cause another side effect and heal you, and we're just being dumb because we're greedy.
And it's even more striking when we're in the midst of an unprecedented opioid epidemic that is killed more people in 2 years than Vietnam. And on the American side, and then here's cannabis, which is just totally almost harmless. My guest is still John Inman. We're going to have to roach it again for about a minute to hear a word from our sponsors and advertisers, but don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with our final questions for John.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together.
The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back for the final segment with the Florida medical marijuana patient and cannabis warrior, John Inman. John, you know, I just got to say, this is the fight right here. You know, what's happening to you and your daughter is exactly why this show exists. A lot of people are really focused on the industry and lifestyle and stuff like that, and I do touch on that on this show, but my priority is sick people, veterans, children, medical marijuana patients being penalized and oppressed and targeted and persecuted by the United States and state governments for trying to seek some relief from a plant. It's just so crazy. It's hard to believe some days, you know. I lay in bed. Is this really happening? How could people that are smart enough, people that went to college and stuff, and people that run organizations, how could they be so wrong? It's shocking. How could they be so blind, you know? And some of them aren't. Some of them know exactly what's going on, but there's money to be made, and that's even worse. Mm-hmm. You know, we have people listening to this show. I just got an email actually from a guy in Norway who listens to the show, who got busted in Norway for having two plants.
Wow.
You know, it's going on everywhere. How can people support you and follow your story?
You know, one of the biggest ways right now is Regulate Florida. Is a huge way. They need to get out, sign the petitions. You know, Cannabis for Florida or Sunshine Cannabis, the Marijuana Solution. These are some great ways that are getting out there. You know, Cannabis Warriors. There's some really great places out there here in Florida that are fighting this fight. And, you know, I've got United We Stand, One Nation for God, Under God. And we're going to get out there and we're going to fight every day, every chance, every word, every body that we have. And this is going to continue, and it's just going to get bigger.
Well, John Inman, I wish you and your daughter nothing but the absolute best, and I wish you the best coming up in court. We're fighting for you both, and people everywhere involved in the struggle every day, all across the country, all across the world. There are people involved in this. We're going to win, just a matter of time. It's inspiring talking to you, man. I hope you'll stay in touch with me. You got my contact information. Thank you so much for being on the show here on Cannabis Radio, and please give your daughter a big hug for us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Now I want to get to a weekly feature of Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com, and that's the quote of the week, and here it is. The American Nurses Association, ANA, recognizes that patients should have safe access to therapeutic medical marijuana, cannabis. Cannabis or marijuana has been used medicinally for centuries. It has been shown to be effective in treating a wide range of symptoms and conditions. And of course, that comes from the American Nurses Association. They ought to know. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. Don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush, sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana! Sweet sativa.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.